This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Kellerman. President Bush returned to Washington this weekend from a week-long five-nation visit to Africa. On stops in Senegal, South Africa, Botswana, Uganda, and Nigeria, Mr. Bush promised economic assistance and help to fight AIDS. And at each stop, the president and his aides confronted nagging questions about Iraq. Why is the U.S. occupation so troubled with American soldiers being killed on an almost daily basis? How come the cost is so much higher than the White House originally projected? And did the president tell the whole truth when he made the case for waging war on Saddam Hussein? Doyle McManus is the chief of the Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau and a regular guest on Weekend Edition. He's here in the studio this morning. Thanks for coming in, Doyle.
Good morning, Michelle.
Well, did the political landscape change on President Bush in this short time that he was away?
Well, the political landscape began to erode under his feet, I guess you could say, slowly, not decisively, but most of the news from Iraq during the week was bad. There were more American casualties, more guerrilla warfare by Iraqis against Americans, and testimony from Defense Secretary Rumsfeld and General Tommy Franks, who commanded troops there, that this was going to take longer and cost much more than the administration had said before. And that alarmed members of Congress. The reason this is going to cost so much more, they said it's now going to cost nearly $4 billion a month, twice what had been estimated before, is that American troops are stuck in Iraq for longer than had been expected before. And that, over the long run, is a big problem for the administration.
I want to talk about George Tenet, the CIA director. He took the blame for having this language that ended up in the State of the Union speech about Iraq allegedly buying uranium from Africa. President Bush said he has confidence in Tenet, but this is not the end of the story. There's news now that Tenet personally intervened last October to remove part of that same sort of language from another presidential speech. What's going on here?
Well, at one level, this is one of those classic Washington back and forth muddles about who told whom what exactly when. Underneath it, though, I think the real concern is that people in the State Department, in the CIA, elsewhere in the administration have been telling reporters for months that they felt ground down. They felt pressured by a White House that knew it wanted to go to war with Iraq to deliver intelligence that would either support that or at least not conflict with it. And that's a serious and significant concern. Now, obviously, Democratic candidates for president are picking this up and trying to hammer the administration and turn it into a real political issue with legs. We don't know yet whether it will have what we call legs or not, but it's having more legs than President Bush hoped it would.
Now, White House aides also spent the week deflecting questions about whether the U.S. is going to send troops for a peacekeeping force in Liberia. That decision needs to be made this week. What's holding this up?
What's holding it up on one level is the administration's desperate hope that Liberia will need fewer American troops rather than more. It's also being held up because the negotiations with Charles Taylor, the president of Liberia, who's clearly on his way out the door, have been more difficult than expected. He's negotiating with Nigeria for the terms of an exile. Will he be subject to extradition for war crimes? Will he get to take his family? Will he get to take his money? And so on. But the larger concern for the Bush administration is to avoid getting caught in another giant project of nation building in West Africa, where its own definition of the American national interest is less than the national interest they've said we have in Iraq or Afghanistan.
And Mr. Bush is meeting tomorrow at the White House with UN Secretary General Kofi Annan, so perhaps we'll hear a decision then.
We will almost certainly hear then an expression of willingness to send some limited number of American troops to help with communications, logistics, intelligence, transport, all the things the United States military like to do in these cases. But the key for the administration is to get other countries, including Nigeria and Ghana, neighbors of Liberia, to basically pick up the heavy lifting on the ground.
The economy seems to be in a persistent funk. The stock market is still struggling to gain momentum. There's some bad economic news this past week. Unemployment claims rose. Is the White House worried that the economy could be, in the end, the president's Achilles heel?
Well, the political strategists on both sides of the political equation know that the economy is always the most significant issue in any election year. And George W. Bush has been president for 3 years now. He owns this economy. There are two issues there. One is, will this economic recovery be strong enough by next year, by next spring and summer, when voters begin to make up their mind, to make voters feel better about George W. Bush than they do now? And the other is, will there be enough jobs in this recovery? So far, the problem is it's been what's called a jobless recovery. The unemployment rate is still above 6%. That's an unemployment rate higher than we're used to over the last 10 years.
Los Angeles Times Washington Bureau Chief Doyle McManus, thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you, Michelle.